You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Very good,
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com. And streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Sons of Anarchy After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Sons of Anarchy After Show.
Hey guys, Bing is for doing, and we are doing another Sons of Anarchy After Show here at AfterBuzz TV. We're back in Charming, and we have a full house tonight.
Yes.
Finally.
It's been a while.
The boys are back, both of them.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, it's good to have everybody at the table, finally. And
That's
we got
right.
that in the episode, too.
We did.
We can vote now, finally.
We did. We can all vote. Hey, guys, I'm Chris Lee Kennedy, and I'm here joined by the fabulous men to my left.
Matt Lieberman.
Kevin Undergaro.
And I just have to tell you guys that I'm sorry for my behavior today.
What do you mean?
Why?
Sorry for my behavior today.
Well,
come on, that's how we ended the episode. Sorry for my behavior today. My joke didn't work.
It didn't work. No.
It didn't work at all.
We're lame.
Yeah.
But I mean, amazing episode.
Yeah.
It was so, what a relief, right?
We needed a win last week so badly.
I mean, I think after many weeks.
Mm-hmm. I know, because we've just been like marching straight into hell. And finally, we've got like this big like burst of sunshine. And this episode was just so much fun. So much fun. And we got like scenes that we've been building to forever. That scene at the table where Jax gives his speech about getting out of guns. We've been building to that since season one, really.
But, you notice I was always talking about how gone were the days of the cookouts and hanging at the bar and just, and chilling out. And we got to see those moments tonight. And especially the ending, it was awesome. It was like, it was so cool to see that. I'm so glad that I really didn't see that coming. I thought that this was going to be like the last season of Breaking Bad was, those last 16 episodes where it was just every week, just more and more being pulled apart. And I thought we were on that slope because we have one more season after this, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. One more season.
So, but I'm glad, like, no, we got a nice breather. This was awesome.
I think it's so interesting that you called the episode fun.
It was fun.
We got fun.
We got the club getting back at those cops, and that was a blast.
Like, back in the day.
Yeah, like Bobby cracking jokes, Gemma saying, eat me.
Venus.
Venus came back, and I mean, she had a heartbreaking story, but like just always, Walton Goggins is so funny as that character. Like, it was just, after everything that we've seen that's just been like dragging the club through pure shit week after week after week, anything that is not that, I would call fun.
I feel like tonight was a working episode. There was a lot of work being done on every level and every layer of the story.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of work.
Well, there was a lot of forward motion. Mm-hmm. We're like, okay, we got out of, if you think of a season of a show as having three acts, we're out of act one. Act one ended with the explosion at Teller Morrow, and now we're transitioning. We're finally, okay, we're out of guns. We're trying to end this war with the Irish. Clay is now back in play. We're working towards whatever the next big twist is going to be in 4 or 5 episodes from now. Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, if you look at other FX shows, I feel like it's always structured that way. Like Justified does that every season. There's always like two big twists that come like after 5 episodes and then at like 9 or 10 episodes, and then you ride it out to the end of the season. And I feel like, okay, we're bringing Venus back. Nero is now in prison. Patterson now knows that Torek was crazy, and now she's kind of our chief antagonist. And she's finally, she took the wig off, and she's going to battle. She's hitting the mat.
I want to talk about Nero, because that whole situation was rather interesting. I love Gemma going to bat for Nero, by the way.
Oh, totally.
We've never seen her do that for Clay. Not to that extent.
No, and it was so fun because we got called back with those same cops that she got in the fight with at the top throughout this episode.
Mm-hmm.
It's things like that I'm like, this episode was fun. There was a lot of comedy this week that we don't normally have. But, she cares about him in a way that she's never really cared about Clay, or at least that we've seen, just because she has a much firmer idea of what kind of man Nero is and the quality of his soul. He's a good person, you right. know? Like, that scene with Venus is just a reaffirmation of that, that he would, not only would he never harm any of his girls.
Well, before we get to Venus.
Sure.
Because that doesn't happen yet.
Okay.
That's at the end.
Fine.
Let's not go jump there yet.
Okay, Chrisley.
But with, no, I'm just saying, if we're going to do it, you know, in order. With Gemma and Nero, in all of those situations, you see Gemma the best she is when she's with Nero.
Yeah.
Like, you don't see that Black Widow almost. Like, there's a total different side of Gemma that I don't think that we've ever seen on the show before mm-hmm. Nero came in.
There's a tenderness there. She feels like she can be safe with him in a way that she never really had with Clay.
I've always seen... No, not with Clay, but I've seen her be tender with the some of the boys.
Yes.
But I've never with Clay. Nope.
No.
No.
And we still don't know what exactly Gemma told Nero about the Clay meeting. We know that they talked about it, but we don't know what all he knows, right? They didn't kind of divulge that. We just know they talked about it.
I got the sense that she told him everything and yep. asked him to keep it quiet.
And I think just because she does love him so much and she's trying to do the decent thing, she admitted that I'm sure they had relations.
Yeah.
You know, and that they had sex.
Yeah. She said, I don't want to keep secrets from you.
Right.
Right. So. And then the conversation in the jail cell tonight was, I think, kind of showed that she said, you know, I know you want away from the club, but I want to figure out a way to do both, which she wouldn't have never done for anyone else. Like, that's not a conversation she would have ever had with Clay.
That's true. No. But I think the events of last week have kind of pushed that up in her mind where, you know, even though it was no one in the club's fault that those prison guards were complete perverts and forced her into having sex with Clay, they sent her into that lion's den and then they sent her back again this week. And kind of in a similar vein to Tara, you know, again, another similarity that they don't even realize that they share. I think she's kind of done with club life. And it's
Gemma?
Yeah.
Really?
I think if Nero wanted to leave, she'd leave with him.
Nope.
She's put
no
in
way.
Her time.
No.
Really?
No way. And she's said that to him tonight.
But I do hear what you're saying about club life.
Yeah.
But it does mirror what Jax is wanting to do. Like, this old way isn't working anymore.
Right.
We need to move into the new way. And I feel like whether she wants to or not, she's moving into the new way as well. She's getting softer. However, no, I don't think there's any indication that those kids, the boys, and the overall boys, her
right,
son
okay.
and the boys of the club aren't her. But that being said, it's funny, and it shows how much he loves Nero, because the Gemma that I knew would have been much more violent at the destruction of the club.
Yes.
Would have been violent.
Yes.
And yet it's really more about Nero.
And when she had that conversation with Nero and she said, I have to be there for my family and for the when she said family, I took it as way past Jax.
Sure.
I took it as the whole club. So I don't think that she would ever walk away from the club for Nero. But I think that she wants to figure out a way to do,
how to do both.
But
yes.
She's not going to be able to.
No.
There's no way.
At some point you have to make a choice. And I mean, I'll get to this in I'll get to that later in predictions. I have a thought.
Ooh, I can't wait to hear it. Your predictions are always good. When Jax sends Gemma back to Clay, I think we're all nervous. But when she walks into that jail, like, she looks scared. And it's so rare that we ever see her really look scared.
Yeah. She looks almost like a shell. Like, the way that she just kind of quietly, slowly
super
walks
fragile,
around that table. She's made of glass there. And she's just...
What is she afraid of?
Getting raped again? Anything. The conversation that we then hear her have...
Yeah.
I mean,
she doesn't want to think about it. She doesn't want to be back in that place. When Jax tells her to go to the jail, she has that moment where she's freaking out. And then she says, I'm here. And she, mm-hmm. for a moment, she was sucked back into that. And I think she's just trying to distance herself as much as she can. She does not want to be there. She does not want to have a conversation with Clay more than she has to. You know, she's going to leverage the time that she's there, and it shows just how important it is to her that Nero gets free. You know, she brings Jax's message, but then she interrogates him about Lee, and you can tell it's hard for her. She doesn't want to talk to Clay. She doesn't even want to look at him, because all she can see is kind of the shame and the pain of it.
That conversation was hard to even watch almost. Like, I love Gemma with Nero, and that's the only time I've ever rooted for Gemma is when she's with Nero. But seeing her have to talk about Nero to Clay, I mean, as much as I hate Clay, it's still her. Like, that was tough to watch. Right.
What was it that he said? Oh, you want my help to bust out your new boyfriend? Yeah.
Now, my question is, within that, does her going to Clay about Nero now affect Clay's decisions within the club? Because I believed that Clay was going back and he was going to have this redemption story, which I know Kevin wants so bad.
So bad. You can taste it.
Last week,
I picked up the Clay mantle for you and I ran with it for 100 yards.
He did. But I kept saying that if he is going to get this redemption story, it's because he wants his life back. He wants the club and Gemma and all encompass. Now, does Gemma going to him about Nero and him seeing that her loyalty now lies in Nero, does that now affect Clay's decisions with the club?
No, because he did respond. He did tell that he could have lied. Like, typical Clay could have lied. He said, no, that guy was twisted and he was just out to destroy us.
Right, but what does he lose by giving her that information?
I don't know. He's just, the vintage Clay is such an amazing chess player that he would, that's an opportunity for something. I don't know what it would be.
Right.
And he didn't take it. I just wonder with him, I don't think Clay, I feel like Clay isn't about getting Gemma back and getting the club back. I feel like he's about, I don't want to go out this way. I don't want to go out a rat. I don't want to go out a snitch. I know I'm dead anyway. So let me go out on the note where I did the right thing by my old lady and I did right by my club. That's kind of where I think he's at. And what excites me about Clay is where we're so down in the dumps and so, we have so many enemies out there that just imagine a guy as formidable as Clay on your side. How cool that would be.
Yeah. I think we're not going to know exactly where Clay's loyalties lie until he's out of prison.
Of course.
Until he's face to face with Galen.
And I'm dying to see him out of prison, because I'm tired of seeing him in little clothes, just even physically seeing him in closed spaces. I want to see Ron Perlman. I want to see Clay. I want him interacting again.
Yeah. Give him a cigar to chomp. Yeah. Seriously.
And you said something interesting while we were watching, that Clay wouldn't still be here if he wasn't going to get out.
Yeah. You don't have a character like that stick around if he's not going to be doing something. This whole season, he's been reactive. There's been very little that he's been able to actively do without someone else's help. He's mostly reacting to other people's wants, needs, and information.
Right.
And until he's free, he can't properly act for his own self-interest. So as soon as he's free, we're going to know, at least at first, as soon as he meets Galen, whether or not he's on the club side or on Galen's side, if he starts giving Galen any of the information that he's gotten from members of the club.
Right.
We're going to know that pretty quickly. And then ultimately, we're not going to know what his full agenda is until the end of the season or right before the end of it. He's going to pull that pin and something's going to go boom. I'm
Who's that?
Clay. Like, that's the thing. It's like either he's going to leave.
Kevin's like, no, he's going
to
help.
I want him to help.
Either he's going to make Galen believe that he's on his side and then betray him for the club, or he's going to be looking like he's working for the club and then he's going to somehow take out Galen and maybe take his place in the IRA or come up with some other kind of
scheme. Not even take out Galen. Like, just have the IRA behind him, make a ton of money, and crush Jackson them for doing this to him.
There you go. Raise his own army.
It's really scary the position he's going to be in, because he's going to be very powerful.
Yeah.
To have the whole IRA behind him.
And to be the only person, the point person to all these various gangs and factions in California, in Northern California. He's going to be their sole supplier, and they're going to need him. He's going
to
have leverage on all of him.
That power's going to go to his head
quick. Oh, absolutely.
It's Clay.
It's the question is, how long of a leash is Galen going to
Kevin
give him?
Kevin looks so defeated now.
Nobody likes my idea of Clay making the comeback.
No, I'm not
a
saying.
A lot of people are on your side.
Yeah, a lot of people are on your side.
Just
I want to see it. I just doubt it'll happen. That's all.
It is going to be very tempting, too tempting in a sense, to have all of that and I don't know, and be a martyr.
I don't know.
You know, he could really set a nice life up for himself working with Galen. He'll make a ton of money. He'll have, like you said, a ton of power. Yeah.
We might, well, also, we might be overestimating the amount of power that he's going to have, because he's going to be effectively a cog in the IRA network. He doesn't have his own club. He doesn't have guys
backing
him.
But if he's got Galen behind him, that's all he needs.
Right.
Yeah. Especially the way Galen's going these days.
Right. Oh, that's true. If the Kings turn on Galen and it's Galen and Clay, well,
that's different. No, that's different.
Yeah, but
can I ask you guys something?
Yes.
Steven in the booth here. But Clay was always saying that the guns were the way to get to the future for Gemma and Clay. That was their nest egg. That was their get out of the club thing. Now that Gemma's not after him, do you think he'd rather give up the guns and all that power to try to make a play to get Gemma back from Nero? Do you think the power is great for Clay, but I think without Gemma, without anyone there for him, I think he'll find it's useless. And he's alone in prison with nothing to do but think. I just don't know if he would let the power go to his head.
The fact is, his relationship with Galen and Galen wanting to work with him, that's the only thing keeping him alive, and has been for some time. You know, like, that's... If he tries to get out of that relationship, it's going to backfire on him. Because Galen's a snake and he puts himself first.
Well, like, now he has to, for the sake of the club as well.
Yeah.
For the sake of everything. One of our favorite characters came back tonight.
That's true.
I love Venus.
Walton Goggins is such an amazing actor, and just seeing him in drag is hysterical. But
I
he embodies this character.
I can't remember what else he's in, because he's so good as Venus.
The Shield and Justified, and he was also in Django Unchained last year.
Like, it's amazing.
Yeah, it's a character completely unlike anything we've seen him do. He's very tough guy. He's very macho. And yet he gives this character this, like, level of soul that she's just very, very believable. And
now vulnerable.
Yeah.
Where, you know, she's been beat, and we hear her story and how Clay, how Nero took care of him, her.
Yeah, you just want Clay to take care of everyone.
He just does. He's just like that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's
just
so
a big
nurturing
teddy bear. Yeah. He's just Mr. Mom.
I'm telling you, if we have Clay on our side, just imagine.
Okay.
Just imagine.
Yeah. Well,
I want Nero on my side. After hearing Venus tonight, I want Nero on my side.
This isn't so much predictions. It's long-term predictions, so I think I can say it now. But when he called him a guardian angel, you know, when Venus called Nero a guardian angel, I feel that he's been the guardian angel to Gemma, to the club, mm-hmm. and it could be a tease for him ultimately to die and perish. Where he'll be the angel, the guardian angel. And how he dies, some way in death he's able to help them in life.
Yeah. Well, it could be...
I feel like we talked about this last week, that Nero wasn't going to make it through the season because we love him.
Because we love him too much, and because, you know, he's not ultimately part of the end game of the whole series. Do you know what I mean? Like, he's a prolonged guest star. Like, he's a new character, and I feel like the last season you should be dealing with your core people.
But his death will affect the club on so many different levels because of Gemma, because of all the legitimate business that he started with them. Mm-hmm. So his life is there, and we know that he's going to die because we love him, and Kurt Sutter kills everyone we love. So we know it's going to happen.
Except Bobby. Not yet, anyway.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like that's something. And Venus, that conversation, Venus, by the way, is the most eloquent speaker I've ever heard in my life. Mm-hmm. But hearing that story and hearing, because I didn't remember Venus coming from Nero at all last season. I didn't remember that. So that was nice to see. But to hear that story of the abuse and the family, and he took her in and he took care of her and never asked for anything. That's what Nero's done with everyone. That's what he's done with Gemma. That's what he's done with Jax. I mean,
it's who he is. It's in his soul. That's just like, as at least since he got out of the life, you know, but like after prison and getting out and starting this legitimate business, he's somebody who takes family very seriously. He takes responsibility very seriously. He's got a good heart. He cares genuinely about people who deserve it. And he's a selfless person. Like, the amount of shit that Sam Crow has piled up at his door, you need the patience of a saint to be able to deal with that much
which
of it.
Which he has, which blows me away. God.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's put up with a lot.
That's so much.
A hell of a lot. And not a lot of time has passed over these two seasons. It's only been about 2 months and all this crap.
Well, we all laughed tonight when they said, when the sheriff said this week, and we were like, wait a minute, it's only been a week? That's one tough week.
Yeah, a really bad week.
Seriously.
It's a really bad week. Before we get into Tara, because I definitely want to talk about her, because, whoa, Tara tonight. I want to let you guys know, if you're listening to us on iTunes, thank you. Please rate and comment, share, tell a friend. If you're watching on YouTube, we love to read your comments. I know Matt always comments back pretty quickly, too. You're really good at that.
Thank you.
Really good
And YouTube slowly, you know, at AfterBuzz, we've always been just audio-driven with iTunes.
Yes.
But I'm noticing much more... We're noticing much more activity on YouTube now, which is interesting. So it's great
they
to see the comments.
They want to see our lovely faces.
They
want to
see your lovely face,
yeah.
Christine.
They want to it's see all our you.
Lovely faces.
Yeah, they want to see. We say it's all
99,
the time.
99%
yes,
of the
they
views.
They want to see your lovely face, Christine.
Stop it. We love the boys, too. Tara made some big moves tonight.
Yeah. Well, she was presented with a get-out-of-jail-free card. I mean, no pun intended, but... You know, Patterson growing increasingly desperate.
Time to get hood.
Yeah, time to get hood, sister.
So awkward.
I know, that was such a weird line. And CCH Pounder is such a great actress. And that's the thing, and I know we're talking about Tara, but I have to interject this. I've been wondering all season, I'm like, why would you get an actress of the caliber of CCH Pounder to play this boring character with this awful wig? And she's not really doing anything. And it was. It's a rug. It's an awful rug. She finally took it off tonight, and the gloves are coming off. And I'm like, okay, now I'm excited. Because I loved her on the show. She's great in anything. But regardless. Tara, even though she wants to divorce Jax, even though she's going to make sure that the kids stay far away from their father and their grandmother, there's a limit to how far she's willing to... betray her love for Jax. And she said tonight definitively that she still loves him.
Of course she
truly
does.
Madly, deeply.
I don't think any of us have ever questioned the love she felt for Jax. It's the safety of her kids.
That's it. The kids.
That's all it comes down to. If she didn't have those children, this would be a very different show. It'd be a very different scenario. Mm-hmm. She wouldn't be worried about leaving because she wouldn't have, there's no liability. But now there's liabilities. There's two kids. And, you know, I mean, obviously one of them's Wendy's, but it's still like it's, those are kids and you have to take care of them. And this is what you do. And, you know.
And they almost got blown up.
I mean, one got kidnapped. One almost, it's just, there's always something. And at what level do you not have to do that? Because she can't just leave.
Yeah.
She has, the divorce, all that has to happen in order for anything to have her back.
Hmm.
I just don't know how any of it shapes up or works out. Because we know that, you know, she might go to jail.
Yeah. She let Unser in finally this week.
Which didn't look to be so safe at the end of that, did it?
Mm-mm. Well, I mean, we don't know. We don't know what Wayne's
agenda
is here.
He's in love with Gemma, and so that, it's hard.
Yeah. And it's why Tara can't trust him. It's why we can't trust him entirely. Because even if he really wants, you know, the safety of these kids and that's his main objective, Gemma could get it out of him. She could get it out of him with just like with a smile and a tilt of her head.
I disagree, honestly.
Yeah.
I got a different sensation from his little, like, groan at the end of that scene where she's like, yeah, and Unser's helping us too. It seemed more like he was still on the fence about whether he was helping her or not, like, whether he wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
And she just kind of, like...
She had just kicked him?
I mean, she basically just included him without his real go-ahead yet. Because he said he needs to know everything, and she didn't tell him everything. So he hadn't really agreed before she told Wendy, which now... automatically puts him in a bad place if Gemma finds out that he's helping Tara through Wendy. I mean, it puts Unser in a really bad place if he doesn't help Tara.
Unser put himself in that place, just saying.
He volunteered.
Yeah, he put himself in that place.
Well, he's been the ultimate masochist for the club.
Right, and I mean, he has seen both sides. He has seen Wendy come to Gemma, and now he's seen Wendy with Tara. So I feel like Unser's kind of the king at playing both sides and figuring out all the information and then making a decision. But unfortunately, his decision always goes back to Gemma.
But he cares for those kids.
Yeah.
Well, that's the only thing that I think.
Well, this is
going to
be the rub. Yes,
right.
It's going to be the wrinkle is all I said was he's in love with Gemma.
For sure.
Meaning there's just going to be problems. I'm not saying like he's gathering notes. He's going to run to Gemma. No, I'm just saying he's going to be so conflicted and torn because he wants to do the right thing by the kids and by Tara. But he also wants to do right by Gemma because he loves her. So it's going to be fickle.
Because we know they're both priorities to him. Jem is obviously a priority. And we saw after the attack on him, the first thing he said was about the kids. So we know the kids are a priority too. But it is just, it's a tough situation. And I didn't think Tara would take the deal from the DA because she does love him. And that is something that she'll never get back from. Divorcing him, taking the kids to safety, having to go to jail. I think in long term, Jax would see that what she was doing was she was doing for the kids.
But how do you think she's going to fare against this now far more aggressive DA Patterson?
And, Hood?
Yeah.
Hood rat?
Hood, well, you know what's interesting is there is a... The reason this is going to be tough is that she's now gone the Torek route of it's personal.
Yeah.
She's disregarded. She has a sense that there's a right and wrong to all this, and she doesn't care. Mm-hmm. So I felt like by taking off that wig, it was like, no, I'm just going to win now. It's no longer about justice. Yeah. It's about I'm going to win.
Which is funny because when they find out about when they see the blood in Lee's hotel room and they,
the bullet hole,
and the sheriff finally says to him, you know, they've put all that together now. When she walks away and she has that oh shit face, I thought maybe she'll do the right thing.
Yeah,
but
no.
Then when that wig came off, nope. I was like, we're done.
Yeah, she went from somebody who was somewhat just minded to now it's nope.
Done.
Yeah. No, because to see that mess in that room of like, I mean, what else did you need? Talk about a crime scene. You had bullets. You had drugs. You had heroin. You had not
machine
just
guns,
machine guns. You had silencers. I mean, there was, you know, it was for you to just deny that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing is he was in her employ. This all winds up on her doorstep. If this all comes down on her and she doesn't, you know, if she doesn't get a if she doesn't bring down the club, if she doesn't get a prosecution, she doesn't get a win on this school shooting, her career is over. And
for
she
sure.
And she is
so that's
not
why
going,
she's got to get the win.
Exactly. She's gotcha. Not going to go down because Lee Torek was a psychopath.
But is going dirty the right answer?
She's doing nothing dirty. She's
so
done
far.
Yeah, dot dot dot. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's coming.
No, but that's
it's coming. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying though. We don't know if she's dirty. We know she's determined. She's not Lee Torek, but she was determined enough to win to take him despite his questionable credentials. I don't think necessarily that she's going to go dirty. I know that this
hood.
Is Sons of Anarchy.
She also said I'm going hood.
Okay, well maybe she
to
is
me that
hood.
Doesn't mean clean.
No, it just to me it just means aggressive. It means aggressive and take no prisoners and don't worry about it. It's that old like reality show thing. I didn't come here to make friends. I came here to win.
She tried the nice way, offered a deal. Deals are off the table.
Wore the white people hair, and now she took it off. I'm just saying.
Wow.
I liked it, but I like the challenge reference better.
Yeah.
Like the MTV's the challenge.
Listen,
like, I didn't come
that
in
line.
To make. Right.
Yeah. I've used that line.
Did you?
Yeah. So wait, I didn't come here to make friends.
Friend, but you came to
I
fall.
Used that
you
line.
Came to fall in love.
Yeah.
On the
well,
ratchet,
not
right?
Not so much either. But right. You know, okay. Whatever works. Let's talk about the Irish.
And the blow up of the, you know, that.
That phone call.
Well, backing up to, let's talk about the opening and seeing the club destroyed.
The aftermath.
Heartbreak.
And, you know, walking through and seeing the table down and sitting down.
The bike under the, I mean.
Awful.
Ugh.
But I was so, I said this out loud as we were watching it. I said, I love Chibs.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's so funny because that's the first thing that I wrote. When Chibs gave Jax.
The gavel.
Mm-hmm. I literally got the chills.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Like, I got the
Me too.
Chills.
So did I. I'm
like,
getting them now.
I was like, oh my God.
Yes.
We're going
yes.
back. It's going to be good. This
yeah.
is going to be good.
Yep.
Like, I got the
chills. I'm behind you, Jackie.
So happy.
Yeah.
It was the first time happiness
yeah.
came from this show in a while.
Yeah.
And how great, just he as an actor, just his posture. Do you notice how he stands?
I love
Chibs. You know, his shoulders are way back, and he's just, but yet. He's not puffing his chest out either. He's just so cool. I don't know. He's just, he's awesome. And I'm so excited that he was like, nope. Okay, maybe you made some bad decisions. Like that
yeah.
was, for me, that was a moment that I could see him saying, look what you did. Look what you did.
Yeah.
All your decisions drove it to this. Nope. He was like, okay, enough. You've made your decisions. That's fine. We can squabble in house, but when someone... outside force, even Irish, even some of my, quote, brothers in Ireland come and try to bring us down. F that. We stand as one. I'm totally behind you. We're going to get through this.
Yeah. Well, it was a great move as a VP You know, because
yeah, I said that to myself. Yeah. I'm like, that's the VP I want.
Exactly. Because, you know, president is the head, the VP is the neck.
Phil's not walking up to me with the gavel. I'm just saying. Phil's going to Steven, and I'm getting out like Clay, and they're going to go over my tats.
Kevin.
That's why I love Clay. Now you see why I love Clay.
Yeah, well.
You're but anyway, not evil.
But by the way, so I don't want to take away from the moment with the joke, because I loved that moment.
Yeah.
I was so excited.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing with Chibs. You know, he knows what Jax needs to give him the strength to keep going and to make the right decisions. And he doesn't need a dressing down. He doesn't need another telling off. He needs support, and Jax needs to know that the club is behind him 100%. And that they support him and get him active, get him spinning his wheels and not just like sitting there among the wreckage, feeling shitty for himself.
Right.
And you know, him saying that he did this was some ownership on screwing up.
Yep.
And, you know, he can't ask for the guys to back him up if he doesn't give them the chance to. So, and he hasn't done that the past couple of weeks. He hasn't allowed the boys to back him up on any decisions. He's made them all recklessly. And I think tonight we saw the after effect of that, which thankfully he didn't just walk away from, and he understood and took and listened to. And I mean, how do you not listen to a bomb? But, you know,
it's pretty loud.
It was nice to see that he took that, and because he could have just went left with it and decided not to.
Yeah.
And that was, I mean, nice to see finally. And when they do take that phone call at the makeshift table at Gemma's house, when they're talking to the Irish, Galen kind of got screwed.
Well, Galen was found out for the snake that he was.
Yeah.
And I loved how long we held on the Kings as they realized the mistake they had made.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
When he was like, yeah, let me know when to free your boys. You see their faces like, what? What?
What?
They're still alive?
Yeah.
Yeah. And they just like, they glare at him like, what the hell, dude?
Yeah.
Like, you said there was no way. This guy acted with honor. What have we done here? You know, have we betrayed the cause? It's going to be very interesting to see what Galen's next move is. Once Clay is in the wind and he's out, what does Galen want to do? Is he going to try to take out the Kings and become the new leader of the IRA? Is he trying to get out? I don't know.
I don't think he's trying to get out. Because the deal was Clay handles guns, all the buyers have to be on board, and the Suns get no money.
Yeah.
And I feel like, of course he wants Clay, because Clay does dirty business with him, and they have all
this
history.
Crazy boy.
Yeah. So I feel like he definitely doesn't want out. And, I mean, I don't know. Does he – I mean, we know he has balls and he's stupid, but does he have the balls to take over the Kings? I mean, that's big. That's
I don't
not,
think he's trying – no, I don't think he's trying to take over the Kings. I think he's lining his pockets. And that's it. It was his big power play, because Jax kept calling him out. This isn't about your cause. This is about you making money.
Right.
Don't lie. Stop saying it's about the cause. This is not. It's about profit, and you're just, you know, you'll do anything to get it.
Yeah.
You know. He's intense.
He's sick.
Yeah.
But Galen and Clay are two peas in a pod, though.
Stop it.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, they really are. They
really are.
I know.
They really are. And I'm very curious to see how the Kings handle Galen from this point on. Like, what happens from this
They're
going
to have an eye on him. For sure. They're going to have an eye on him.
They got to. He's dangerous. He lied to them. He led them in the wrong direction. They have, you know, clear and visible proof that he cannot necessarily be trusted. He's not necessarily an enemy of the cause, but he is actively working in his own self-interest.
What do you think about Clay replacing Galen?
Running point on the guns?
If they go behind Galen's back and work with Galen to get Clay in and then go behind Galen's back.
I don't think it's happening. I think I don't want to give it away.
They won't trust Clay if they know that's Galen's right hand right now either.
And Clay doesn't... Does Clay have any Irish blood in him? They wouldn't take someone who wasn't Irish.
No, IRA's serious.
They're
serious,
deadly serious.
Yeah, deadly serious. So we get the deal from the Irish, and then we go to what ends up being the meeting of the minds for the Sons of Anarchy. But on the way, Juice, talk about manning up to the Eden cops.
Yep.
Juice goes bananas on this
crazy.
Cop. Yeah. He's kind of been, He's been hanging back the last couple of episodes, but he's like been boiling with rage.
He's had enough. That poor guy.
Yeah.
Been through a lot.
And he's not over Chibs beating the crap out of him.
No.
He's not over it by a long shot. No. He's dealt with so much the last couple of years, you know, like I've been waiting for him to normalize, but now I'm realizing that maybe there is no normal anymore.
This is his new normal.
Jesus.
Because I mean, and I think we talked about that while we were watching, like, how can he not change at this point? The stuff that he's been through, going to the, almost being a rat, you know, doing all these things, getting beat up, losing the trust of the club, not the club questioning his loyalty.
Betraying Clay.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, he's a changed man now. And I can't lie, I kind of like
him. I like
it.
I like it.
I like him way better.
No.
I'm
worried about him.
He jumped off a motorcycle into a van tonight. Okay. How badass is
okay,
that?
And by the way, assist to Rat Boy.
Yeah.
Oh, it's awesome.
Love Rat. Awesome. Yeah, no, I said twice tonight while we were watching, I'm like, when is he getting his effing patch,
Yeah, we
man?
Got a patch in Rat
yeah.
Boy.
Yeah.
I'm sure they will soon. There's you
well,
know,
no, now they've
been
got,
blowing up.
Now they've got reinforcements. Well, they don't have to.
No, but he said, no, you can stay.
Yeah,
remember
at the table,
he said at the
yeah.
table, he said, you can stay.
Sorry, I keep getting stuck on my microphone.
Oh, no worries.
I don't know what's happening. I like that Juice is showing his loyalty again and that, you know, they're showing that side of him. And I like that Juice is getting to do more badass stuff because we've seen him as so weak for
yeah,
so long.
He's had a rough go of it. Mm-hmm. He's had a rough go of it.
The
speech from Jax.
I love the way Kurt did it with no sound effects, no music in the background. There was nothing but pure Jax talking.
Yeah. Just let the moment breathe.
It was such, I know.
Do it with me. Here we go.
It was such a moment. It was so good. I loved it. It was, Juice. Jax became a man tonight almost. Like, I feel like we saw him become.
Let me say this. No, more. He became more than that. He became king. He no longer runs the son's chapter. He's really taking the father's legacy, right, who started it all, right? So by him taking command of not just his chapter, but all the chapters and all the presence of the chapters, and him to get that kind of vote of confidence from everyone, to me said, it's a whole other level. He really is. It's the dad's legacy, and as he arced the dad's legacy, because
totally.
He's like, Dad, you know, he let his fear get to him.
Yeah.
I'm fully embracing. I'm going to be the one to figure out how to make this lifestyle work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm going to be the one. And
legitimately.
Yes. Incredible speech, but also an incredible step for him and what his rank is now within the National Sons.
For sure.
Or International Sons.
For sure. And seeing them all follow. I mean, he talked about Opie's death and not letting that go into vain. And his father, you know, the legacy that he left wasn't always a great one.
Right.
But he wasn't going to go down that path. And you saw Bobby get nervous at the beginning of the speech. And at the end of the speech, his eyes lit up.
Yep.
And you could see that Bobby was for the first time proud of Jax.
More chills.
I just got
more
them.
More chills. So
I
did
got
I.
Them.
Yeah.
I just
so
got
did
them.
I.
Because it was nice to
it
see
was
Bobby
beautiful.
Be proud of him. And Bobby.
So move on to Bobby now.
I
talking
mean,
about more
yeah.
awesomeness.
Talk about awesome. We've all said it. He's going out on his own. He's going to be a nomad.
And by the way, a lot of our fans were writing in saying, you know, am I the only one? I'm sick of seeing Bobby. I don't really care.
What's the
I don't
story?
Care.
Where
is
it?
Yeah.
And look at this.
What a hug.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm still getting the chills. I was out recruiting.
Oh,
it was great.
Love Bobby. Like that was just awesome. And it was like just a burst of wind into our sails. Like, yes, we got new blood in the club. Bobby's back and better than ever.
And I got good guys. Like, he got solid guys. You
yeah.
know, not like Clay guys, like psychopaths, but guys that had families, but understood the point and the direction of the club. And the fact that he said, I don't need the patch. It's not about me getting the patch.
Yep.
It's not about me having the gavel. It's about me supporting the club and supporting you.
Which was just awesome.
Awesome.
And it was just a great surrogate dad moment.
Yeah.
So good.
And to see Jack smile like that, it was such a relief.
Mm-hmm.
And to see all the boys be back together when they went into the compound to get all the you know, Juice's bite. To see all of the boys back together and Bobby and how big. Because the club has gotten to the point where there was five, four at the table. There was no one around, so depleted. And to see them all there tonight was just, it was such a good feeling. And you feel like, oh, it's going to get better. We know it's not, but it was a good feeling.
I think it's going to in the long run, though. I'm starting to feel like we're going to end up on a good note.
You think they're through the worst of it?
No. Oh, no, 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 no. I didn't mean that. I'm just saying when I first started watching the series, I thought, this has to end in tragedy.
Of course.
The Sopranos.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. I think Jax finds a way to make this work because I think Kurt doesn't want to slap biker life and have the final statement be, yeah, biker life, it's a cool ride. And in the end, you just die, you get killed. And I don't think he wants to. Just my opinion. Yeah. I don't think he wants to put that out there. And I think, yes, no. What sucks about tonight is I feel like enjoy it, savor it.
Because it's not going to last.
No, we're going to get really, we're going to go on a slippery slope. But I think that however many episodes from now, and I don't know how many more episodes in this season and next, I think we redeem and we come out okay.
Yeah. It's
we
interesting. Got, like, I never thought of it that way because I thought the same, like everyone's going to die. But
Shakespearean tragedy.
Way, yeah, I do. I agree that Kurt Sutter does have such a respect for
bikers
and clubs. And I feel like you're right. I feel like maybe it does end up in some sort of family.
But
because that's the truth and the finality of it. There is still that family at the end.
I agree with you both, but I'll give it the one caveat. I think that Jax is going to have to sacrifice something awful to get that.
Of course.
And always. Yeah. I mean, many things. Well, that's the other thing, too. Do we go that road where we see in writing all the time where, yes, you gain it all, but you sell your soul?
Yeah.
So, when I was seeing the first three seasons of this, I was like, God, does it end in epic tragedy or does it end where Jax is the overlord, but he's lost everything. He's lost Tara. He's lost his kids.
I don't think that's it.
Okay, so I thought that might be it, but now I don't know. If we keep seeing more of episodes like tonight, it will be an indication that it won't happen. But if it goes downward on the slippery slope, there's a chance that it will. I think writing wise, if you keep seeing good things, then oh no, we're in trouble. It's going to end in a bad, bad, bad way.
Yeah. I think he's going to secure the club's future in a very positive way, and we see a moment of, Abel and maybe or basically of Abel accepting the mantle of his father, and the club being secured. But that Jax, I don't know if he dies or if he goes
may have
to
give his life for it. He may have to.
Well, seeing that we're already in predictions. I feel like we should just...
Okay.
No. I feel like we should continue with it.
Okay, no, the cops...
They're all predictions.
You're after Buzz TV.
Okay, but wait, in predictions, sorry. Can I just say how great it was for the Eden cops to get bitched out?
Yeah.
So after we had this great moment with
Bobby... That was my joke.
Bobby,
sorry for my behavior today.
Right.
Yeah.
It didn't go so
well. And so to see... But it was so great. So it wasn't enough that we got the chilling moment with Bobby. Then we got to see old school, them heckling those cops. Juicy gets an awesome bike. Bobby acknowledges, hey, what happened to Juicy, which was interesting.
Yeah.
And then the cops having to, I'm sorry.
No, it was
I'm
fantastic.
Really sorry.
It's good. Because taking a guy's bike and drinking it apart, it's like taking their manhood
away.
It's
everything.
Like you don't mess with a man's motorcycle.
You know what? It was revealed to civilians like myself back in the 60s when the riot broke out. With remember the Rolling Stones,
they hired
the Hells Angels to protect them, and somebody messed with one of their bikes, like a civilian, and that's what caused everything, the chaos, the stabbings, everything.
Yep.
So anyway, but pretty, you understand why he was like the way he was, but great light moment, all of them,
so much fun.
Good old boys,
that was
good old boys,
high
fiving,
yeah.
Driving off, and anyway, so I want to say that before predictions, and now predictions, I guess.
Okay.
Poor Nero's put on, Guardian Angel is put on the spot.
Yeah, and that's what I wanted to talk about earlier. So has he been dealt too much crap by this club? Patterson offers him a deal to flip on the club.
No
he
way.
Gets free and clear of this murder. I know that it's not in him necessarily to rat, but if he thought that Gemma was going to go with him, I don't know.
No, he won't rat, but you bring up something interesting. We've just seen him be awesome, but we've not seen him be the chess player that my
Clay.
Boy is. Clay is. But he should be capable of it with his past success that
of
he's
course.
Had staying alive. It will be interesting if he doesn't tease that, if we don't get teased as an audience where he goes down that road. I think ultimately he does not betray the club. It's not in him to betray. He'd rather die than be a snitch or be a rat. I think he would rather do that. But will he play along? I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, for the game. I don't know.
I have to think that Tara wants a restraining order against Gemma.
Hmm.
Because we see them slapping each other.
Yeah.
She asked about
I know, by the way,
order.
does that mean Unser tells? I don't know.
I don't think it's Unser. I think maybe she finds out through Wendy. Wendy's conscience was
very interesting
on her last week.
Okay. And interesting talking about Wendy. When the club blew up, one of Wendy's first responses was, "What happened to Gemma?
Yeah.
Is Gemma okay?"
Yeah.
And it wasn't "What happened to Gemma?" Like, is she out of my life, off the hook? It seemed like concern.
She cares.
She cares a lot about
so
her.
That's, and you know, Gemma, man, she's
I think
good.
Wendy misses that life a little bit. I think that's why she keeps going back to the clubhouse.
And she said, "You should have been the one."
And then Gemma saying that to her, because Gemma knows her weakness, I think that Wendy's not reliable anymore at all.
Yeah. Well,
like maybe she's thinking this is her play to get back with Jax and get back in the...
I don't know if she necessarily would get back with Jax, but you have to remember, right? When she lost the club, she lost everything.
Yeah.
She lost her health and everyone who was in her life. That was her family.
Yeah, but she was on drugs while she was in the club.
That's true.
That's what she lost.
But it doesn't appear that she has a family or anyone that seems to care about her outside of that club.
No.
She'd love to get that family back.
And dysfunctional. I don't know.
Before we say goodbye, I just have to let you know our AfterBuzz TV host, Steph Z, she hosts a bunch of shows here, is out with the Friend Movement, walking 921 miles to stop bullying. Yes.
Yes.
Oh my
God.
Very
good cause.
You can follow Friend Movement. You can go to friendmovement.com on Twitter, on Instagram. If you donate $20 to the cause, you get this awesome Friend Movement
I was wondering where you got that.
So cool. Also a mirror. Ladies, we can put our lipstick in.
Oh my God. Hey, you know what?
It helps their cause. 921 miles. They're somewhere in Ohio now.
I didn't
and they're
even
walking
know this.
To New York.
Oh, yeah.
And Steph
Z
is like literally one of our best hosts. Just amazing.
She's one of my favorite people.
Oh, yeah. My God.
The best. So,
And how do we tweet at Steph to wish her well?
Steph is, her Twitter handle is I am Steph Z. Friend Movement is also Twitter, Instagram, and then friendmovement.com. You can find their Indiegogo campaign and donate to help their walk.
Yay. I'm going to donate.
Yeah. Where can
Me
they find
too.
You guys?
They can find me on Twitter at Matt Lieberman. That's MattLieberman. You can also find me here on AfterBuzz TV on the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and Sleepy Hollow after shows.
At Undergaro and, of course, Bar Rescue and Boardwalk Empire.
And you guys can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Chrisley. Thanks for joining us for another Sons of Anarchy after show, and we'll see you next week.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principal.